Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. Picture something with me. Imagine you're stirring a pot of soup on the stove. You're not just mindlessly moving that spoon around, you're being intentional, making sure nothing sticks to the bottom and bringing up the flavors from the depths. That word provoke in our verse, in the original Greek, it's paroxysmos, from which we derive our word paroxysm. It means to stir up, to incite, to sharpen, like iron sharpening iron. You might say that you're provoking that soup to mix and to be better. The writer of Hebrews is addressing a community that's getting tired. They're facing persecution, some have stopped gathering together, and their initial enthusiasm for following Jesus is waning. The author isn't giving them a gentle pat on the head. He's calling them to actively, intentionally stir each other up toward love and good works. This verse sits right in the middle of one of the most encouraging passages in all of Scripture. Just before this, the writer reminds them that they have the confidence to enter God's presence through Christ. Just after, he urges them not to neglect meeting together. It's all connected, our relationship with God, our responsibility to each other, and our witness to the world. Throughout church history, Christians have understood this deeply. The early church organized believers into small communities where they would gather regularly to ask each other the hard questions. How is it with your soul? Where have you seen God this week? How can we help you grow? They knew that faith grows best in community, where we're lovingly challenged and supported. Now, to be sure, this isn't about criticism or judgment. The goal isn't to provoke each other to guilt or shame. It's to stir up love and good deeds. We're called to see the potential in each other, to fan the flames of compassion and service that God has already placed in our hearts. Do you know anyone who needs some stirring? Maybe it's a friend who's lost their way, a family member who has forgotten their gifts, or a fellow believer who has grown complacent. How might God use you to lovingly provoke them toward the love and good works they were created for? And remember, the stirring goes both ways. While we consider how to encourage others, we need to remain open to being stirred ourselves. Sometimes God uses the most unlikely people to remind us of our calling, to challenge us when we've settled into comfortable routines, or to inspire us when our own fire is burning low. The early church spread like wildfire because ordinary people took up the call to encourage one another. They didn't wait for the perfect moment or the right credentials. They simply asked each other honest questions, shared their struggles, celebrated their victories, and held each other accountable with grace and love. Remember, we're not just individuals trying to make it on our own. We're part of something bigger, a community called to lift each other up and point one another toward Christ. In a world that often feels divided and disconnected, what a powerful witness it is when people see Christians genuinely caring for each other's spiritual growth. Father, stir our hearts today and help us see those around us through your eyes. Use us to kindle love and good works in others and keep us open to being stirred by your Spirit. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Cliff McCartney.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.